Today we're learning Sukkot Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph. We are at the words Niktam Rosho. On Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph, that's at the two dots about 7-8 lines down the page. Niktam Rosho. So the Mishnah had said that if the Hadas, we're still talking about the Hadas, that if the Hadas, the top of the Hadas, was cut off, that it's possible. So Tani Ula Barchinna Niktam Rosho Va'olsa Botamara Kosher. If you cut the top of the Hadas off and then a berry or something grows over the area, so it's not a raw cut area, then it's going to be kosher because you can't tell that it was sliced, that it was cut, and therefore it's as if it never was cut. So just to understand the coming sugya, this is going to be the sugya of dichui, that if something was kosher but then was nidche, was what we call nirvin nidche, it became not kosher, and then chozer v'nira, it went back to being ra'ui, it went back to being kosher. Do we say that once something is nidche, it is dachui, that once something has become possible for some time, it must therefore remain possible forever? Or do we assume that no, that just because it was nidche, that was only when it physically was problematic, but once it gets better, once it becomes kosher again, it's fine. So this comes up in the halachas of karbanos. By karbanos that are brought on the mizbeach, there's a din that if it was ratwi for hakrava, if it was usable on the mizbeach, and then it became pasul after it was shechted, even if it went back to being ra'ui for hakrava again, you cannot be makriv such a karban. That's the concept of hol v'idchi. Idchi, that once something has been nidche, it has become no good, it remains no good. So the Gemara is going to bring a suffix. What about other mitzvahs of the Torah? Do we say this din called dichoy, or is it only by kachim? The reason that it's obvious to the Gemara that by karbanos there's a din of dichoy, and by other mitzvahs there's a suffix, is because by karbanos, meaning why would karbanos be any different than any other mitzvah? The reason why karbanos might be different is that karbanos have a special drasha, there's a special pasuk to derive this din of dichui by karbanos. So ask the Gemara, by Reb Yirmiyah, niktam rosho me'erev yom tov. What if the top of the hadas was cut on erev yom tov? So it's pasul. But then va'olsa bo tamara bi yom tov, then it regenerated and it covered over itself with a little berry or something on yom tov, so now it became kosher. Mahu. So what's the din? This hadas, when the top was cut, it had a moment where it was not ra'i for the mitzvah, where it was nidcha, and now it's also about tomorrow, so now it has become ra'i. So do we say yesh dichoy etzel mitzvos? Hello? Do we assume that once a mitzvah is pushed off, it's pushed off forever? Or no, just because it was pushed off, that's only when it wasn't kosher, but now it's kosher again, and it's perfectly fine. By karbanos, we know what the din is. We're asking about mitzvos. So Gemara says, maybe we could answer this suffix based on the Mishnah, that the Torah tells us that there's a din called kisoy adam, that if a person shechts a chaya or an oaf, a beast or a bird, so right after the shechita, he's supposed to cover the blood of the animal. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. So the Mishnah says, kisahu v'nizgale, let's say you cover the dam with dirt, and then it becomes exposed. The dirt goes off of the dam, wind blows the dirt away, pater milachasos, you don't have to cover the blood again. Kisahu haruach, chayev l'chasos. But let's say the wind blew dirt onto the dam. You never did the mitzvah of kisui adam, and then the wind went weiter and blew the dirt right back off of the dam. Now you are chayev to do the kisui adam. So the Gemara says, well, let's take that second case. You know why you have to do the mitzvah of kisui adam? Because the wind blew the dirt off of the dam. But if the wind only blew the dirt onto the dam and it stayed there and it never became exposed again, then you do not have to do kisui adam. And we ask on that, wait a second, if it became exposed again, why would you have to do kisui adam? After all, at the moment that the dirt was on the dam, you didn't have to do kisui adam. So isn't it nidcha at that moment? the dam was nidche from the mitzvah, so mele it should remain nidche forever. So Amrav Papa Zosameres ain't dichoy esol mitzvahs. Ah, so that seems to be a raya that we don't apply the din of dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs. That even though something was possible at some point for the mitzvah, once it becomes kosher again, so you're able to use it, we don't have this din of dichoy. So Gemara says not necessarily a great raya. Rav Papa gufa mi ba'ilei. Rav Papa himself, that was exactly the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiya, whether we should be medayik from the Mishnah that ain't dichoy etzel mitzvahs, or maybe there's another way to explain the Mishnah. And the suffix was when the Tana says that if it was covered by the wind and then became exposed, that you have to cover the dam again. Mifshat pashut le'edein dichoy etzel mitzvahs loshna l'kula v'loshna l'chumra. Is it pashut? Meaning Rabbi Yirmiya's very shaila was, is Rav Papa certain about this that ain't dichoy etzel mitzvahs? And regardless of whether that would lead you to a kula or a chumra, whether ein dichoy is going to cause you a leniency, like by a hadas, to now allow you to use this hadas, even though it was nidche for some point, or if it's going to lead you to a kula, like the case of kisui adam. Because if it's nidche by being covered by the wind, so now you don't have to do kisui adam. So that's going to be, if you say, ain dichoy, it's a chumrah, because now you're going to have to do kisui adam on this blood. So is it pashut that there's ain dichoy etzel mitzvos, that there's no din of dichoy? We just look at the present circumstance. We don't look at the history of the item and whether it was ever nidcha. Or maybe the Tana wasn't sure whether there's dichoy etzel mitzvos or not, and l'chumra aminon, l'kula lo aminon, and therefore, since he wasn't sure, so we're always going to go l'chumra. So if ein dichoy will lead you to a chumra, then we'll say ein dichoy. If yesh dichoy will lead you to a chumra, we'll say yesh dichoy. Teku, and the Gemara says we leave that unresolved. So lema ketanai, maybe this suffix of Rabbi Yirmiya is really a machlokas tanaim, because the Mishnah says that a hadas that has more berries than leaves is puzzle. But let's say you take off a bunch of the berries, so the Mishnah says it, so now there's more leaves than berries, so it's kosher. But you're not allowed to take off berries on Yom Tov. Why? Because that's like you're being misakin mana. It's like you're taking something broken and you're fixing it when you remove all those berries. So avar v'likton puzzle. Divrei Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, that if you actually remove the leaves, then it's going to be possible according to Rabbi Tzadik. But v'cham machshirin, the Chum say that if you actually remove the leaves, if you actually remove the berries, the Chum say it's going to be kosher. So it's a machlokas. What happens if you have a hadas that has more berries than leaves, so it's currently possible, and then you remove berries on Yantif? Illegally, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to remove the berries, but you do it. You remove the berries on Yantif. Is the hadas now kosher? Machlokas. So Savrua, the Chachamim in the Beis Medrash, thought that the machlokas of Blazan the Chachamim is about Dichoy, that the Kuli Alma Lulavain Sarcheged, that everyone agrees, both Rabbi Lazar and Tzadik and the Chachamim hold, that there's no chiyuv to tie a lulav with the hadasim and the aravos at the time of the natil of the lulav, that they have to be in a single bundle. And therefore, it can't be that the reason Rabbi Lazar and Tzadik apostles is based on the concern of Ta'asev Alomina Asui, that the eged of the lulav, the hadas and the arava, was done at a time when the hadas was possible, and then after it's already bound up, you're pulling off berries, and now it's becoming kosher memela without an asiyas ha'eged. It can't be that that's the concern, because there's no requirement of an asiyas ha'eged. Vimtim tzolomar tzarech eged, and if you hold tzarech eged, lo yalfinan lulav misukah. We would not learn out lulav from sukah, d'chsiv batasav lomanasui. Meaning, even if you want to hold lulav tzarech eged, but maybe there's no psul of tasav lomanasui by a lulav. So that can't be the reason that Rabbi Lazar passels the hadas. So why else would he passel it? So my lab bahakamiflgi demand the passel sever. I mean yeshdicha to mitzvos. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, who says passel holds that the reason it's passel is because it was nidche, that when it had more berries it wasn't kosher, so it remains not kosher. Oman demachshir sever lo amin on yeshdicha to mitzvos. And the one who says that it's kosher, the chachamim say that we don't hold of we don't say yeshdicha to mitzvos. We sumein dichoy etzel mitzvos. It's only by karbanos that there's a din of dichoy, and therefore, if you take off the berries, it's going to be perfectly kosher. So, don't you see that it's in fact machlokas tanaim? Says Gemara. No, we already showed you that it doesn't have to be that. That's what they're arguing about. Lo, dukuli al malamri ni yesh dichoy etzel mitzvos. Maybe both Rabbi Rabbi Tzadik and the Chacham say that there's no din of dichoy by mitzvos. Everyone holds that a lulav requires eged. Maybe what they're really arguing about is, do we apply tasav lomanasi to lulav like we do by a sukkah? The Mar Savar Blazer Basada called Yalfina Lulav Misukkah, that there is a limud of lulav from sukkah through a binyanav, and therefore, since by sukkah there's a din of tasav lomanasi, there's a psul of tasav lomanasi by lulav as well. So when you bind the lulav, you have to be making it kosher through the binding itself, and it cannot be that at the time that you're binding it, that it's pasul, and then somehow it becomes kosher after it's already bound later on. That would be a violation of Tasav Lomanasui. Umar Sav and the Chamu disagree, say, Lo Yalfina Lulav Misukkah, that we don't compare Lulav to Sukkah. By Sukkah, there's such a din called Tasav Lomanasui. By Lulav, there's no such din of Tasav Lomanasui. Vi'i by Yisema, or a second explanation, Yisvir Lon Lulav Tzarech Eged, if we were to hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, to Kuliyam Yalfina Lulav Misukkah, then of course everyone would say there is a din called Tasav Lomanasui, and it would be a problem to pull off the berries after it's already bound together with the hadasim, la ravos, and the lulav. But maybe that's exactly the machlokas over here. Is there a din of lulav tzarech eged to begin with? Is the asiyas halulav a thing? Is that a requirement to make a lulav through an eged? And that is the machlokas that we have in the following brisa. Tanya, lulav bein agud bein sheino agud kasher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, agud kasher sheino agud pasul. It's a beferish machlokas tanaim whether lulav tzarech eger or lulav ein tzarech eger. So once we mention that might be the machlokas of Rabbi Tzadik and the Chachamim, so the Gemara says, okay, now that we have this brisa that talks about lulav tzarech eger, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda think lulav tzarech eger? Why does he think that a lulav that's not bound together with the adasim and the aravos is possible? Yalav l'kicha l'kicha me'agudas ezov. He derives it based on a gzereshava of the word l'kicha that appears by agudas ezov. What's agudas ezov? That's talking about if a person or kelim become tamei to dead body, so you need a sprinkling of the water of the paraduma, the ashes of the paraduma mixed with a certain type of water, and that sprinkling has to be done not by hand, not by some sort of a kli, it's done with this azov branch. It's called an agudas Ezov. So we learn l'kicha l'kicha from agudas ezov. Ksiv hacha, it says by lulav l'kachtem l'chem b'yom arishon. It says l'kachtem by lulav, right? It talks about what do you take, the kapos tmarim, the nafetzavos, arvinachal, etc. Uksiv hasam l'kachtem agudas ezov. And it says l'kachtem agudas ezov. It says also l'kachtem malahalan aguda, afkan aguda. That just like over there it's an aguda, over here also it needs to be an aguda, v'rabbanon, and the reason that rabbanon think that you don't need an eged is less l'kicha l'kicha. They don't have a tradition of such a gzeres shava that you have to learn l'kicha l'kicha, that you compare the two parshios to each other. That's the way gzeres shavas work. That if you have a tradition for a gzeres shava, then you have a gzeres shava. If you don't have a tradition, you don't have it. It's not a logical thing. So man tana l'hadutan rabbanon. So then, who's the author of the following brisa that says lulav mitzvah liagdo? That there's a mitzvah to bind the lulav, but v'imlo agado kasher. But if you don't do it, it's still kasher. So money. Who could that be? Because he, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a Rabbi Yehuda who holds that there's an absolute obligation to bind the lulav, kilo agado amai kasher, why would it be kasher if you didn't bind it? Vi Rabbanan, and if you're following the sheet of the Rabbanan, that don't learn this gezeirah shava, my mitzvah kavod, why is there even a mitzvah in the first place to do the aged? There's no basis for any such mitzvah. So it says, Mar li'olam Rabbanan. Really, the price is going like the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan also holds it's a mitzvah, even though there's no requirement. Mitzvah mishum zekeli va'anvehu. There is a mitzvah to bind the lulav based on the notion of hidur mitzvah, that mishum zekeli va'anvehu, that we always try to beautify mitzvahs to the extent that it's possible. It's not ma'akev, it's going to be kosher without it, but ideally we try to do it. So main points over here. So first of all, we see from Kisui Hadam that we would at least hold ein dichoy etzel mitzvos l'chumra. But we're not sure, the Gemara leaves it unresolved, whether we also hold in dichei etzel mitzvos l'kula. Then the next main point, three possibilities of what the machlokas of Avar V'liktan is about. right? The machlokas, if you pull off the berries after the hadas, it was already possible because it had too many berries. You pull off those berries, machlokas, whether it's kosher, three possibilities what that machlokas is about. Either the machlokas is about yesh dichoy or ein dichoy etzal mitzvos, or the machlokas is about whether we learn lulav from sukkah, that there's a psul of tasav lomanasoi, or they're arguing about whether lulav tzarech eged or ein tzarech eged. And then the next main point, even if you hold lulav ein tzarech eged, it's still a mitzvah to do it because of Zeke Livan Vehu. Meaning even those shitos that hold that there's no gzer shavu lekicha lekicha tagudas ezov, that would therefore say that lulav absolutely needs an eged, but it's a mitzvah liyagdo, it's still a mitzvah to do the eged based on Zeke Livan Vehu. So you know what, that's a good stopping point. So we'll stop right there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph at the two dots.